I want to ask a question, one or two.
Njagala kubuza ekibuzo kimu bibiri.
What do you understand by calling?
Kiki ky'otegeera kuyitibwa?
If you hear that word, what comes to your senses? Hallelujah. It's a deep attraction to particular vocation or type of work or a cause of action in your life. Amen. First of all,
it's so caradana.
We can term it like an urge to share your gift with the world. Hallelujah. Oh, a God setting you apart for a special assignment greater than you. It is setting, God setting you apart for a special assignment greater than you. Amen. And why do we have to know our call?
Lwaki tulina okumanya okuyitibwa kwaffe?
This is the million dollar question. Why?
Kino ekibuuzo kinene nnyo.
One of the things we have to know.
Ebintu ebimu by'olina okumanya.
Your calling.
Okuyitibwa kwo.
Is what you are meant to be.
Kyekyo ky'olina okubeera.
Is what you are created for.
Kyekyo ky'otondeddwa okubeera.
Your calling.
Okuyitibwa kwo.
Is what you are accounted for.
Kyekyo ky'obalirwa.
When the day of judgment comes, your calling is what makes you relevant where you are. That's why we need to put effort. We need to have intention. We need also to have a kind of desire and passion. We have to be considerate. We have to consider it. It is a must know. You must know it. It is a must. If you don't know it, you are useless. You are going to live a nameless life. If you don't know your call, you are aimlessly living. And why do we have to know it? Because God uses it as a form of us getting closer to Him. It is one way that can bring you closer to God. Because you always want to know what God has for you. I want to speak this statement. There is nothing God will ever give you that you don't need Him to help you do it. God can give you nothing that you don't need Him to help you. Everything He gives you, you will need Him to help you. That is Him. And that's why we are supposed to put in effort. There are people even who don't mind. Even if we are talking about calling, it's just a word. What does it mean? I don't need such things. I just won't do what my life is meant to
be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What your calling is what your life must be. That is why the Bible calls it a high calling.
Yes, so the right Bible it
is high because it has to be intent. You have to put your mind on it. Because you have, without it, you have no life. You have no last day judgment. You are already judged. The calling is not for human beings. It is a high calling from heaven. It is called a high calling. It is a way of how you can live life. with the highest service to God and others.
The people who don't care, what is this calling? That's why in church, many people start asking questions.
Taina,
these are the born again or not? They have nothing that draws them closer to God.
Hallelujah.
Secondly, a calling is not only the gifts. A calling is the Catholics call it a vocation. That you can be in ministry and you can be an engineer as a calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But here we confuse things. We always think a calling is a gift. We always think a calling is a talent. A talent. A talent and a
talent.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A calling is exactly
your gift.
It is not the gift, but it's connected.
A calling
is a commit. It's like a life God has designed. It is a plan. It is an intentional plan God has set. It is a way of how you are going to live for Him. God will always look at what He has given you as on how you are going to live for Him. Because if He has designed you be this, you will need direction. You will not fight with your neighbor because you know he is called in a different calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we had to know there are graces added to the calling. God's inspired way of being a call is to make you draw closer to Him. That is the purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your call is so deeply understood when you come to realize that without it, without knowing it, I'll be aimless.
You can be on earth, but you're nothing. Have you ever seen people like that? You don't know yourself. You don't even what you are. What you are. But you just. The people I know, they come to church and do everything. They don't know where their calling is. You can ask this question to all born again
saints.
Which calling you have? They all think about the five gifts. I dream prophesied. I feel it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And others confuse the talents and the gift. I want to make it clear to both all of us here. A talent
Talanta
is what you are paid for. Amen.
Amen.
And a calling is what you are made for. Let me refresh it. A talent.
Talanta.
You can be an accountant. You are paid for
your.
You can be an engineer like someone.
Engineer.
You can be a lawyer. That is your career, your aid.
You can be a nurse.
That is the talent. It is what you can do better than
others.
That you can give service in return for profit. What God made you for. You can't attach value on it because it's not yours. It, you are just put in place to operate on behalf of somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have anything attached to it. You don't know how it came. You don't know why you have it. You are just born and made for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are made for that. Not for anything else. You don't know how it came. You don't know how to use it without Him. It has instructions. But no one can tell you to do this piece of work, you must not exceed this amount. Because it is your talent. You are supposed to trade it. Trade it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There
are people who even don't
know.
They have no talent. They have no calling. They don't know their calling.
Someone stopped in P1.
Oh, no,
P5. Someone stopped in P5. Jacob Kipling.
But
he's a worldly class. He eats with princes. Because he has a talent. And he identified it. There are two things you need to identify. You have a battle. The talent and the calling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A calling. What God has made you for. Live for Him on behalf of others. And the talent is what will bring food. When you don't have food at table, you are aimless. You are going to always be a beggar. God has created nobody to beg. Every one of us is created with a unique talent to make you feel like a prince. You don't identify. You become a slave. I wish I had better name.
Amen.
That is why the Bible tells us.
Yes, on the right side, be it to gamba.
In 1 Peter 2.
Peter,
you are a chosen race. You are a chosen race. You are a chosen people. You live in a better communication with God. You are in a better assembly. God has identified you from the day you were born. You are holy priesthood. There is a lot they talk about the calling. All this that you hear and you read about
are
all squeezed and put together in your call. When you know your call, you will be a divine person. You will be a special case. Everyone will see you special. People will identify with you. Until you discover what your talent, what your calling is, you will always live aimless. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something called knowing. That term, that verb, to know.
Okumanya.
It means you have an effort to do. It means you cannot possess until you activate the knowing part. It means it is hidden. It is not food and drink. You won't find it easy. It is not found by anybody. You must do a search. You must do a, you must take a step to locate. You must be able to be determined to get
it. It
means you have to fight for it. You have to research. You have to do some work. You have to do to make an effort to know it. To know your call. Not prepared. Walk on fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You won't just find it seated. You won't just pray and an effort. Know your call. Osobola okwebuzabuza ne weteeka watalik nogamba wanonaite because you don't want to take an
effort.
Osobola okuyingirira omulala ne mwetomera kugamba nze njagala tulira kuyimba.
You might say that I feel like singing.
Are you really sure?
Wekakasa.
This is a journey.
Luno lugendo.
It is not a one day. Knowing or discovering your call. Some of you did this. The one who discovered the source of the name. Source of the name. Do you know the effort you put in? Do you know the risks? Do you know how he left everything to get what? He wanted to discover. In other words, we should say, how do you discover your calling? It doesn't happen easily. It's a journey. It's a practice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It requires a magnitude of patience. Kubanga kino chola.
Because what you see.
Eguru yeti kubanja yo choka.
Heaven
is not accounting you for anything else.
Eguru terina cheli kubanja.
You have only one accountability to give. What was in your call?
They won't ask you the new right
thing. Weba wageno kubu.
Amen.
It is you to take an effort. It is you to take a step out of the ordinary and say, I cannot live without knowing, without discovering my call. Amen.
Amen.
How do you discover? How? That was the question for another day. Because my time is coming close to an end. Amen.
Amen.
Your calling is can be termed as the expression, the urge to share your gift
with
others. You do everything not for yourself. That is the call. Everything that God made you for is not yours. It's not for you to benefit.
Don't say they call me pastor to benefit. To be a pastor is.
Abantu singa bali ba campaign na singa chikola. Singa abantu batanaba. Come on. If it was political, people would be vying in numbers.
Campaigning
to be.
Then
if you tell them to fast
100 months
that you
Amen. Omuntu agamba ekiba kibe. I must get because you always attach value to everything. You must see how you are going to get
it.
God has purely made it for others. God gives you this call. Not for you to benefit, but for others to see. Him manifesting.
Amen.
It is different from a talent. No one can tell you ask this much. You know what you can ask. For God gives you both a call and a talent.
Hallelujah.
You're not Yakusura. What
brings food on the table?
You
don't go to just
watch.
If you don't search,
you're
going to be
a hunter. You hunt for what? You hunt for food. You hunt for clothes. You hunt for hair. You hunt for
vessels.
You hunt for name. Are you hunting?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are certain things you cannot achieve. There is a high level of struggle that comes with people who don't discover both their call, their talent. No. Yes. So what I ask you, every one of us, as there should be an understanding, a deliberate understanding, an intentional desire to know, put effort.
Take a man.
There are four types of words. One, progressive call. Progressive again. Sikuchuka. Wabula. Kugenda. It's like it won't come once. It's like it did come from your childhood. The more you pray the Lord, the more you come closer to Him, the more God sets you on high level. Last time we asked, for so long time you were quiet. Progressive call is one that God raises you from one stage to another. Start like an
usher.
Start like a Sunday school teacher.
And
end up like a bishop. Some of the calls we have are progressive. Then there is a call from birth. Like Jeremiah. You were called from your mother's womb.
You have nothing else. You must do that. Right from childhood.
That is from birth. It is a calling from back.
Then
there is a set apart for a special cause. Na kanisa yevaude. Are you with me? Yeah? Kanisa kanira yesoks out joy.
Church mirror.
Kwa wudo. Kwa wudo.
Set you apart to be a pastor.
Eni nyale kiri ni kama kumbafu. Na bezu. Nobody can come over yes. It happened. The Tunala going up when yes, the good Jacob said. Tulagi record the joy.
We've seen the record.
Amantu will never sum it to
you. All people respect you.
The Tunala coach in Tuchona.
I've not seen anything.
Omuki and Nacha O two Karano Mutindo. O Inomu Chapo Manion.
Wow.
Whatever you have with your family,
take good care of your family.
Go from now. So you are mwenge. Do what it is about. Pukwa hodi. Obeye. Mukade wakansi. If you need to take on the stamp, then you have a yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is an open door call. Obero chaya. Olaba yes, why are you kidding? What did you say?
Jesus.
Daniel. Come today.
We're
going to have a day
of work. We're
going to work. We're going to work. That is open door. It is a, it's an abrupt. It is something. Munamu gona kumi namu na kakai chibwa kona. Boom, ne chibwa.
Amen.
That is a, an open door call. It's just God opens na namba kati mufunga. Obande toy. How do you know? First Timothy chapter 3. First of all, you have a fervent desire to serve God. Two, you are told by others.
You might be a prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Fervent desire.
Yeah.
Zokuva muto ngega kuweleza. Nenga peleza mba faza. Tuva mprimary ngega gena mseminari. Primary. Ngechinja gaza chini kuweleza. Andawa wafaza kama mmoja. Asoka namba amateku na mukakamu. Nasoka jai na azibi wati ya magoi. Najia au mechi nyoktezu. Na kwata ukalisikia na ajia yika. Mbichimuga yeyete mera kucha ya gawa. Na wala wasadi ya gawa. Abena mkoni. Teki rabu kubira wana 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 Mera kamera kubera onta boy misawa pida kula kula e wakabo chwa chuzanya zanya vya mafanza zanya anga faza zanya kuchia ya dani wazanya mafilmu sita faza mitsela zembe zavana wana nikusimbala ni faza faza zembe mizanyo jornada za umkwata kama yeba zembe
amina.
Buli joka tunda ina walunganya wakutekanga wumidemi nebe. You feel like every time you get somewhere in ministry or in a place, you get joy. You have that inner joy that no one can give.
Amen.
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 Echina la chote gira kontino ino kuhitiwa is when you spirit feel it. Wajuzi wamoe. Or would it is also called inner osobola okuwuliriza eddoboozi ly'omwoyo
omutukuvu.
You have a call, but you have not
discovered.
Mukama yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what I want you to know. If you have a spiritual desire, a fervent one. If you hear people say, you hear all voices say, you have had prophecies on you. Three, you have dreamt. You have a sign. You have a vision. You have a
right from your
child. You have a heart. It's sharp driving. I always wanted to be at the altar. That was my desire. We church kumarawo. That's one sign to identify which kind of
calling. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.